este naš Isus Hrist obeskrijepi smrt.
Our Savior Christ Jesus abolished death and he has proclaimed life through the good news.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had crossed in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered round him and he stayed by the lakeside. Then one of the synagogue officials came up, Jairus by name, and seeing him, fell at his feet and pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is desperately sick. Do come and lay your hands on her to make her better and save her life." Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him. They were pressing all around him. Now there was a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years. After long and painful treatment under various doctors, she had spent all she had without being any the better for it. In fact, she was getting worse. She had heard about Jesus, and she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his cloak. "If I can touch even his clothes," she had told herself, "I shall be well again." And the source of the bleeding dried up instantly, and she felt in herself that she was cured of her complaint. Immediately aware that power had gone out from him, Jesus turned round in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing round you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" But he continued to look all around to see who had done it. Then the woman came forward, frightened and trembling, because she knew what had happened to her, and she fell at his feet and told him the whole truth. "My daughter," he said, "your faith has restored you to health. Go in peace and be free from your complaint."
Paci se predaj, pa mu kaza sve po istini. On joj reče, "Kćeri, vjera te tvoja spasila. Pođi u miru i budi zdrava od svojega zla." Dok je Isus još govorio,
while he was still speaking, some people arrived from the house of the synagogue official to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why put the master to any further trouble?" But Jesus had overheard this remark of theirs, and he said to the official, "Do not be afraid, only have faith." And he allowed no one to go with him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. So they came to the official's house, and Jesus noticed all the commotion with people weeping and wailing unrestrainedly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and crying? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. So he turned them all out, and taking with him the child's father and mother and his own companions, he went into the place where the child lay, and taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talita kum," which means, "Little girl, I tell you to get up." The little girl got up at once and began to walk about, for she was 12 years old. At this they were overcome with astonishment, and he ordered them strictly not to let anyone know about it, and told them to give her something to eat.
Da djevojci dadnu jesti. Riječ gospodnja.
The word of the Lord. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, we have heard the Word of God. In the chapter we have heard from Gospel, we have before us two persons. Jair, one of the synagogue officials, and a woman who for 12 years was suffering from hemorrhaging.
I imamo sada najprije, vidimo te dvije osobe.
These two persons are going wrong direction. That is the first thing that we see. And then they find the right path. What is the wrong direction of these two persons? Wrong direction of theirs is in their relation toward themselves, that woman who was suffering from bleeding, and wrong direction in relation toward others, that is Jair in relation to his daughter who was 12. Wrong direction in relation toward oneself, we see that in the case of a woman, she is suffering, she's sick for 12 years, she is bleeding. What is wrong there? She goes to see doctors, that's natural. She is looking for medicine, for healing. But she went somehow wrong way. The question is, who am I in the eyes of the others? Because this woman was not only bothered by her disease, it was not the only problem that she had. Something else was troubling her, something far more serious, and that is question and answer to it. Who am I in the eyes of the others? Because she was suffering from hemorrhage. She was considered dirty, even in the sense of a ride, so she couldn't be with others. She couldn't pray with others. She was put somewhere on the margin, aside. And obviously, because of that, she considered herself less important. She wanted to be acknowledged before others. She wanted to be somebody recognized by the others, somebody who has a place in the society, in prayer and in all other ways. She suffered all the more from that than from hemorrhage, because socially she was pushed aside. So she was trying even more, not only to be healed from disease, but to be somebody, to be somebody recognized. And she was trying. She went to all doctors, evangelist writes she suffered from various doctors. When she heard of any doctor that was a bit successful, she seeked that doctor and suffered a great deal. For a woman, it was certainly not something comfortable. She suffered a great deal from all these doctors, and she spent all that she had. She spent all she had for her healing, giving, giving, and paying, paying. Sometimes we can hear people hear of those who are telling fortunes, and people are ready to spend a lot of money, even to travel to other countries seeking for these fortune tellers. And nothing happened to her. She was getting even worse and suffered all the more, and all the more it showed on her body, on her appearance, because she suffered a great deal on the inside. The second wrong direction we see in the person of Jair, one of the synagogue officials, wrong direction in his relation toward others, toward his daughter here.
Što je pogrešno?
What is wrong? We can read it in between lines. We see that he loves her, and he loves her dearly. He says to Jesus, "My little daughter." And then, little daughter, 12 years old, and remember what Jesus said, Talita cum, little girl. So, she is not a baby. We have to understand that she is already growing. Father was trying to protect her, keep her under his wing, like his property would keep her like a child, wasn't letting her grow fully, suffocating her development, and she remains without life. She is left without life. She loses life. She loses strength. She is suffocated in her development somehow. You see? In that sense, we cannot go wrong direction in our relation toward others. Brothers and sisters, now we want to see ourselves. We too can go wrong direction in relation toward ourselves as well as in relation toward others. The question here is, who am I in the eyes of the others? Sometimes we can go totally wrong way and become haughty, taking ourselves for somebody greater, more important than others, but then we can go out to into another extreme and consider ourselves less thing than others, less valuable. And if I think of myself less valuable, then I perhaps will try bitterly to struggle for my place and position so that I may be pleasing to others, that people may appreciate me, praise me, recognize me. I want to succeed. And often I compare myself with others. I often identify myself with others. There are people who identify themselves with the appearance, external appearance of others. They want to resemble them, and they think that in this way they will be appreciated and recognized in the society, will be visible, will be in. You cannot imagine how far people can go to become famous and to show off. All kinds of things can happen in the wrong direction. Anorexia, bulimia as well have a lot to do with that. What do, how do others see me? Then plastic surgery as well. You can see how far people are ready to go in order to appear in the eyes of the others, well, be appreciated, loved. Brothers and sisters, we can go wrong direction in our relationship towards others. Who are others in my eyes? We may consider others less valuable than us. We may even take them as our property, as Jair, his daughter, and not allow other person to grow. Parents there are supposed to be there to help child grow, and parent has to let child go, has to let child grow, becomes mature, but sometimes we are doing our best in a cramp to keep somebody and something as if it was our property. And so often only we splinter in the eye of our fellow man, and only mistake and only sinner in that other person. This is why, brothers and sisters, what is necessary is to...
I ova žena pronalaze pravi smjer.
The moment has come for us to see how this woman and Jair find correct way, the right direction. How does that happen? Because they came to Jesus and because they believed. They believed. Come to me, Jesus says. I will give you rest. This is why Jesus says to a woman that was healed from a hemorrhage, go in peace, your faith has healed you and saved you. Faith has tremendous power, brothers and sisters, if you believe. If you believe that God loves you, if you believe that God forgives you, that has tremendous strength and power in it. A little bit later I will say something more about that. Brothers and sisters, it is time for us as well to come to Jesus, to stand before Jesus, and to see who am I in His eyes, in the eyes of God, in the eyes of Jesus, and to see who are others in the eyes of God as well. How does God see other people? When I come to Jesus, like John the Baptist, I can reveal my identity. John the Baptist reveals his identity, and he knows who is and who is, who he is and who he is not. And he says, I am not Messiah, I am not Elijah. But he knows who he is. I am the voice roaring in the desert. And John is not displeased for what he is not and cannot be. He is filled with what and who he is. I am. And he is pleased with that completely. That is him. Before Jesus, brothers and sisters, when we appear before him, we discover our true identity. Paul speaks about that. Since you are sons, God has sent into your hearts the spirit of his Son, that Christ, Abba, Father. So you are no longer slave, but you are son. Brothers and sisters, if before God I reveal, discover my identity, then I am no longer slave. I am not slave to other people's opinions. I am not imprisoned anymore by obsession, what other people think of me and how they see me. Who am I in the eyes of the others? I become free from that because I am discovering that I am child of God, that I am God's creature, that I am beloved child of God. And that is the essence of baptism. Father said to Jesus, you are my beloved son. Baptism is the beginning of that revelation, the discovery, and it goes on for the rest of our life. I am the child, the son, the daughter of God, beloved one. God loves me, even if other people don't love me, even if they do not recognize me. God recognizes me. God sees me. I am engraved on the palm of his hand. In his heart. His heart is greater than all of my sins. French princess, it is said in a story, lost a gold necklace and accused her servant for having had stolen it. Seven was defending herself. I did not steal golden necklace. This is injustice, you accusing me. And Princess then got even more angry. How dare you speak like that to me? How dare you say that I commit injustice against you? Don't you know who I am? I am a daughter of one king. And servant, a woman answers to her, do you know who I am? I am daughter of God. You see, brothers and sisters, the awareness that I am son and daughter of God liberates me. I am no longer slave to people. I don't have to do, I don't know what, in order to be great in other people's eyes. It is important, what am I in the eyes of God? That gives you inner freedom, it gives you joy. Joy. In the same way, before Jesus, we can discover, brothers and sisters, who is our fellow man in the eyes of God. Discover that other people are not my property, that other my fellow man is given to me as a gift. God is trusting me with the other people. My child is not my property. It is trusted into my care. I am responsible for the child to help it grow. And that is the task Joseph and Mary had. Remember when Jesus was 12 years old and when they found him in the temple, you see, like a little girl from the parable we heard today in Gospel. When with anguish they are looking for him and Jesus says, where? Don't you know that I am in the house of my father? Mary and Joseph will little by little understand that they didn't understand, but little by little they will grasp. Parents have the same task to bring a child to Jesus. Many parents let their child go. You can see in Western civilization, parents don't want to keep child to themselves, but are letting child go. But they do that, but they do not bring their child to Jesus. They do not help their child come to know Jesus. Not knowing Jesus, child does not know oneself. And that is a lesson for parents. A child is not my property. I am trusted with the child by God, and I am here to help him.
Što je njegov pravi istinski identitet?
To discover what is his true identity. This is why we need Eucharist. Saint Augustine says about Holy Communion, I receive that what I am, the body of Christ. In order to become that what I receive, the body of Christ. I am the body of Christ, but I am not aware of that. I am not aware of that, nor am I aware that my fellow man as well is the body of Christ, but I discovered that in the Eucharist, and therefore I receive the body of Christ in order to become the temple of the Holy Spirit and to see others around me in the same way. My fellow man is not only sinner, Zacchaeus is not only sinner. The way others see him, they see sinner in him. But Zacchaeus in the same time is also the son of Abraham. The way Jesus sees him, he is the child of God. He is the son of Abraham. When we are before Jesus,
Ne možeš podići kamen na nju, što su...
That adultery woman that men brought to Jesus with stones in their hands ready to stone her, but no, you can't do that. Because you see, when you have stone in your hand, hand ready to stone the woman, that means that you see that woman only with your eyes, but you do not see her with Jesus' eyes, who says, whoever is without sin may throw the first stone. This is why, brothers and sisters, it is so important to come before Jesus and learn from him the way he sees everything and everybody. Who is that my fellow man in my eyes, in God's eyes? Amen.